Why this guide exists, navigating the world of digital detox retreats. All right, let's dive right in. If you're reading this, chances are you're feeling a bit overwhelmed by the digital noise that's become so pervasive in our lives. I get it, completely. I remember when I first realized my phone was more of an appendage than a tool, it was a genuine wake-up call. This guide is here to offer something truly different. It's about sharing those special places where you can genuinely disconnect and recharge your spirit. And hey, I'm not just listing locations, we're going to explore the very essence of these retreats and why, fascinatingly, they work so effectively. Understanding the need, why go on a digital detox retreat? So, why even bother with a digital detox in this hyperconnected world? Here's the thing, though, when was the last time you spent a full day completely unplugged? For most people, and recent 2024 data backs this up, the global average screen time hovers around 6 hours and 40 minutes per day, with some demographics like Gen Z often pushing 9 hours. Our bodies and minds aren't just craving a break from the constant notifications and screen time, frankly, they're screaming for it. Recent research, for instance, highlights how constant notifications tax our brains, leading to decreased concentration and even triggering stress hormones like cortisol. It's not just about turning off your devices. It's about profoundly reconnecting with yourself and the vibrant world around you. That's precisely where these thoughtfully designed retreats come into play. Finding your place, what makes a good digital detox destination? Not all retreats are created equal, and this is a crucial distinction. Some places possess an inherent, almost magnetic charm that just invites you to unplug. But how do you, as an individual, choose the right one? Well, it all starts with understanding your personal needs. Are you seeking deep solitude in the embrace of nature, or perhaps the camaraderie of a community of like-minded individuals? The truly right destination, in my expert opinion, tends to offer a perfect blend of tranquility and engaging activities that effortlessly pull you away from the digital world. The charm of nature, why natural settings work best. I've consistently found that nature possesses this incredible, almost magical ability to ground us. It's likely the profound absence of artificial noise that finally allows us to hear our own thoughts, often for the first time in ages. Whether it's the rhythmic sound of ocean waves, the gentle rustling of leaves in a forest, or the crisp silence of mountain air, these natural environments tend to make it exponentially easier to let go of digital distractions. I vividly recall one client, a high-powered tech executive, who swore by the remote, untouched beaches of Costa Rica. She described how the combination of sun, sand, and surf did absolute wonders for her mental clarity, helping her finally quiet the incessant mental chatter that had plagued her for years. Community and connection, the role of group retreats. There's something unexpectedly powerful, and dare I say, deeply human, of shared experiences. Group retreats often offer meticulously structured activities that gently encourage you to be present. I recall a particularly impactful retreat nestled high in the Swiss Alps, where evening campfires became the undeniable highlight of the day. Everyone, from strangers to newfound friends, was encouraged to share stories and laughter, utterly devoid of a smartphone in sight. It's surprisingly tricky, and often frustratingly difficult, to replicate that profound sense of authentic camaraderie and connection on your own. Top destinations, where to unplug and recharge. The global wellness tourism market is booming, valued at nearly $1 trillion in 2024 and projected to grow significantly to over $1.4 trillion by 2029, indicating a massive shift towards intentional well-being travel. This surge is partly fueled by the growing popularity of digital detox experiences. Here are some of the most sought-after destinations: Bali, Indonesia, renowned for its serene landscapes, deeply spiritual essence, and vibrant wellness-focused culture. Big Sur, California, offers breathtaking coastal views and a rugged, untouched feel that demands your full, present attention. Ubud, Bali, a veritable hub for transformative yoga and meditation retreats that naturally, almost imperceptibly, encourage digital detoxing. Tulum, Mexico, seamlessly combines stunning Caribbean beaches with a strong, vibrant emphasis on holistic wellness and ancient practices. Swiss Alps, Switzerland, perfect for those who find profound solace and rejuvenation in the majestic, awe-inspiring grandeur of the mountains. Advanced insights, pro tips for making the most of your retreat. Now, onto some truly insider tips that can elevate your digital detox experience from good to absolutely transformative. First, it's crucially important to set your intentions before you even pack your bag. What do you truly hope to achieve? Maybe it's just a much-needed break, or perhaps a deeper sense of self-awareness and inner peace. Furthermore, don't underestimate the importance of preparing for the transition back to real life. One proven trick I always recommend is to schedule a buffer day, or even two, both before and after your retreat. This helps cushion the inevitable culture shock of returning to constant connectivity and allows your mind to gently re-acclimate, rather than being jarringly thrown back into the digital fray. Pack smart. What to bring, and what to leave behind, packing for a digital detox can be more nuanced than it initially appears. Obviously, you'll want to leave most tech gadgets at home. That's the whole point. However, consider bringing a beautiful journal and a truly captivating physical book. A dedicated camera might be okay if you're a passionate photographer, but be mindful, try to avoid anything that connects you back to the pervasive digital world you're escaping. The goal is to minimize temptations. Answering your questions, common concerns and solutions you might be wondering, and it's a perfectly valid question, what if I really need to be reachable for an emergency? Understandably, most reputable retreats have provisions for genuine emergencies, so you can relax knowing there's a safety net. And for those worried about being bored without their devices, let me assure you, there's a certain, almost forgotten, joy in rediscovering analog activities. Remember board games? Or simply sitting in quiet contemplation? They're making a magnificent comeback in these settings, and it's truly wonderful to witness. The brain, after all, desperately needs downtime to process and consolidate, something constant digital input denies it. Personal recommendations. Where I'd go next if I had to pick just one destination, a place that consistently exceeds expectations, it'd probably be Ubud in Bali. The unparalleled combination of natural beauty, profound cultural richness, and the sheer number of high-quality wellness retreats makes it an undeniable standout choice. Plus, the Balinese approach to life, with its deep-rooted focus on balance, mindfulness, and community, aligns perfectly with the entire ethos of a digital detox. It's an experience that truly resonates. I sincerely hope this guide inspires you to take a deliberate step back from the digital world and explore the profoundly enriching possibilities that a detox retreat offers. Remember, it's not just about where you go, but critically, what you make of the experience and the lasting habits you cultivate. So, are you truly ready to unplug and rediscover yourself?